Is Mark walking right into a trap? Mark's one of our listeners. He rolls into our DMs with a simple question, wondering if he's being lured into this Christmas.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Need to know, maybe from Kelly.
Okay.
If I'm falling into a trap here, my wife and I agreed to not buy each other Christmas gifts this year and instead use the money for a trip.
Okay.
I love the idea. But my buddies are warning me she will still expect some gifts on Christmas. I brought up the trip the other day. She says she can't wait. But I'm wondering if I should quietly do a little shopping for her just in case. Kelly? Or can you ask the women for advice on handling this? Thanks, guys.
So have you ever done the, hey, let's not buy gifts for one another thing?
Yes, we always do. Like, I can't remember the last time we I take that back. I did get him a coat last year. But most of the time, we say if there's like a big gift that we were going to get the house or each other, the family, whatever. Yeah, there's typically not a lot.
Yeah, my wife and I typically don't do Christmas gifts for one another.
Right.
We'll do like birthday gifts or whatever. But
but most of it's geared towards the kids.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. I would say this, Mark. She's never going to get mad at you if you slip in a gift.
Really?
Even if it's just one. I don't think she's going to get mad at
but
you.
What
now,
if
there
she,
may be a little bit of a like, but, she, but. And
yeah, I was
going to
say,
didn't
what if she
anything,
didn't get him a gift? And
then she may
that
feel
would make,
a little bit bad. Or
yeah.
It's just really, as long as you're cool, with in case she does stick to the no gift thing, you just want to cover your own bases, just makes you look like a super sweet guy. And you can say, I know we said no gifts, but honey, I just saw this and thought you needed it.
Megan texts in, just get her something small or an activity you can all do on the trip. You know what? That's a good idea. Maybe something for the trip.
Okay.
Maybe you get like a new, I don't know if the trip is sending you out of the country, but maybe get her like a passport cover.
Yes.
You know, like a nice cover for her passport or something.
Okay, that's sweet.
Maybe
Elizabeth
something like that.
Says, it's a trap. Yes, definitely buy something small. Like, don't be extravagant with it, because then I'll really make her feel bad if she, again, sticks to the whole not buying gifts thing.
Yeah, because I could see, because I want to say that we have done that in the past where it's like, hey, don't get gifts. And then one or the other
will
get a gift. And then it's like, okay. And it's like,
what's the point in making a deal if you're not going to stick with it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I get that.
And so, or you could just get her a gift and give it to her before, so it's not technically on.
And then she has like, time to shop for you for Christmas.
Exactly, exactly. Be like, I know it's a tradition. We always, when I was growing up, we always would open one present a week before Christmas. So.
Okay.
A week before Christmas. There you go.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and officially say, Rick, I don't think it's going to be, I think you'll be sweet if you just cover your bases with a little something-something. Just in case. Or, here's what you could do.
Okay.
Buy something, wait, sit on it, wait to see if she pulls out something for you, and then you can be like, well, all right, I kind of thought that you would do this, and so I got you something,
right,
too. That way,
maybe
you don't run the risk of making her feel bad if you go ahead and give her a gift when you said no gifts, and she didn't get you something. Just kind of have something in the wings, maybe something that you could take back if you need to, or hold on to it for the like her birthday or the next occasion.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good plan.
Good to have good something plan. just in case that you can whip out if she gives you something.
I got a blank in a box. You could always do that.
Exactly. How you would follow up what I said.
I knew
exactly.
All right. Well, hey, Mark, hopefully that helps. Maybe just a little like preparation.
A standby gift.
A standby.
Get a standby gift.
Okay.
Wait. See if she gives you something. Mm-hmm. And then you can be like, I kind of thought you'd do this.
I got you
something too, babe. And there you go. You're ready.
You heard from Kelly herself.
Okay.
So that's what Kelly would do.
Cover your bases.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Mark. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.